someone that said, there's nothing better for man than he should eat and drink and to find satisfaction in his work. This also I saw was from the hand of God. And he mentions here three very simple things when you think about the joys of living and the joys of life. One is eating, second one is drinking, and the third one is what we're talking about today, and that is to find satisfaction in your work. I think of there are all kinds of ways a lot of people think, well, if I get this new car, this new home, I would be happy, or if I have this vacation planned, that will bring me joy and satisfaction. And yet you find out when you get back from vacation, if you need another vacation, it's the rest up from the first one. But he mentions here satisfaction in your work. How many of you would love your work? Thank you. here, what the thing is, God here is bathing and dressing. 3 years waiting for others. 1 year with it all. The Lord will bless you. Because they didn't come in for his order of one after God for the Hebron time to listen, there's 76,000 hours of drinking here in the morning. 30, that's probably me. 76,000 hours of 50 years or more. I don't know, you don't know what people go in, maybe you're a drunk driver, maybe you're a stone driver, maybe you're a housewife, a mother. I guess that is a job. I guess there's nothing that's more angry than it for someone to say, a woman will ask you, well, what is your wife do? Maybe your mother, your housewife. And don't you get that way? Very critical and corrective. And this is regular. You don't get more responsibility. Collecting may come from your fault. It may come from a mistake. It may come from an experience that you remember. The bottom line is this: the more you accept correction, the more you learn about yourself, the more you grow towards maturity. And the more successful you will be, the more money you will make. Turn back and look at Proverbs 15, verse 10. Proverbs 15, verse 10. It says, correction is grievous to him that is forsaking the way, and he that hates the truth shall die. Correction is grievous to the man that is lazy, or he is forsaking the way. Now, I have known people in our business that, they have grown rugged from one job to another, and they stay a while, and they stay a year, or 2 or 3 years. But I mean, the person that, I think that the person that is going from one job to another can never hold down a job. One thing that you are for that person, male or female, correction is grievous. Very grievous. And a lesson is never learned. They just draw, the brain that's involved in circumstances, and they never learn the lesson. Well, they could have learned if they were willing to listen, if they were willing to accept correction. What can you learn from your business, the place that you work at? One of the first questions you've got to ask is the spirit of success working there? When you say, well, our successful company is working for a win, you're not making it sure. If you ask them, are you successful? And they say, well, no, it's the place that's going down, we're losing money, it's probably down to getting a job. Because it enables people, businesses, to get wealth. Are they successful? And the second question is, why are they successful? Why are they successful? The laws of success are a spiritual law. Honesty, a just wage. I remember my father one time went out to Texas to work. Just for a short time for a solid company called Coronado, a very successful solid company. And in measuring the job, it was a rack, a bar, putting the stone on. And they would measure the wall, and they would take out for the lenses, and they would take out and actually took out for a little 4-inch downspout that went down the wall. They would measure that and take out the square footage. And it was a good example of a just weight. You only pay for what you got. Fairness, kindness, conduct, and service. These are coming in wasteful, thoughtful. These are some of the laws of success here. If you work for a successful company, they are doing something right. If they were not, they would not be successful. And I know that there's always to ask, to inquire, to take advice, to listen. Now, we're also all placed in all this importance on giving our best to our employees, our employers. We're giving our best to our employers. Today, we do not have the slave-master relationship in the Bible. We do not talk about masters and servants. But the fact is, we have more in common with the master-slave relationship than we do with factory. Some slaves are treated well, some are not. Today, some employees are treated well and some are not. Back then, masters were fair and some were not. Today, some employers are fair and some are not. Some are fair and some are not. So if we are willing to listen to what the Bible says, our work can take on the greater than we need. The divine attitude must be there. If Jesus Christ is saying, you say, I believe, you say, listen and understand what the scriptures say in the area of work relationship. So let's look at several scriptures here. The first one is found in Ephesians 6 and verse 5. It has to do with obedience. Ephesians 6 and verse 5. It says servants or employees. Be obedient to them that are your masters, or display of momentum according to the flame. However, pertains to the areas of the work relationship after where it requires of you. It does not mean that if your boss requires you to work on the Sabbath day, you can give that up. It doesn't believe in different thing here. According to the flesh, you probably have to be willing to believe that, no, that our work related. When you serve in your work, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with their eyes, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men believers. And you get a lot of them, you know, men believers. And they use their word for that, but not as men believers, but as servants of Christ. Knowing the will of God from the heart. With good will, what service as unto the Lord, and that as unto the Lord, and not unto man, knowing that whatsoever good things in him does, the same shall you receive out of the Lord. For the heathen father free. And you masters. Now here's some instruction for the lost master, hopefully. Do the same thing unto them, preparing and threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven also is in heaven. Respect. Why should it be respect? Well, because I'm going to open a position. That's the Lord calls the position. And he endures his way up to that position. Where he is and desires to please is going to have a face to the Titus. To the verse 9, Titus 2. Just go over a few pages ahead. Titus 2 and verse 9. And desire to please. Thank you. tree of life miracle. Because of the instructions the Bible gives us, 1 Peter 2 and verse 18. Listen, and there is a relationship between slave and master, or a boss, someone that is under you. Are we not still under that title of community today? There's still a lot of similarity here. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 18, says, servants be subject to your master with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward, the heart. Because the boss that I had at Federal was a kind and gentle boss. It was not a hard one. But it's there, be subject to them, with all fear, not only to the good, also the Lord, for this is praiseworthy in a man with conscience toward God, and to the degree suffering wrongfully. What glory is it if we do something for your cause and shall take it faithfully? But if we do well and suffer for it, and then you take it faithfully, this is acceptable with God. For even hitherto we call, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. And it's amazing that you use the example of Christ in it. You're right at hand before that is talking about the mission and the business, the work relationship, the mission. And you might ask, well, why should I do this? We'll get to that later. Or the reason why you should do that in this area. Your working should be looked at in the spiritual necessity of a number of practical benefits along with it. A spiritual necessity, a chance to grow. Chance to become more mature, a chance to grow your relationship with God, but it also has a number of practical benefits with it. And we're probably going to the paycheck. But, and that means we take care of our financial responsibilities here, but sometimes that can get us more to where we say, well, I've got to have more money. We, in our society, we have a false concept of success. I think people have, and that is, you know, I've got to go out and make this house payment, this car payment. I charge all my credit cards to the bill. I get a home tax refund, I charge it all the way up, and I must work 6 days a week in order just to make these monthly bills at the end of the month. And that's sort of a false concept. I don't think it was like that. Back in the Bible days, I think it was time for fathers to be a father. Yeah. from your work to glorify God first. And you're both second. You're both second. And then, another reason for our work is to develop meaningful relationships. You know, a chance to listen. What type, you know, at work, what kind of person are you? Do you ever smile at work? Do you go around with an expression of the things, I hate my work? Said this quote, and I like this. It says, every human being has a work to carry on within. Duties to perform aboard, of all influences to exert, which are particularly his, in which no conscience but his own can teach responsibility. Which no conscience but his own can teach. There are things that you know why you accept the responsibility that only you can teach to others. And how does this turn back to Ecclesiastes 2, verse 24? Ecclesiastes Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 24. Says there is nothing better, this is scripture, nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and they should make his soul enjoy good with his labor. This also I saw them from the hand of God. There's nothing better than the satisfaction of your work, to make your soul enjoy good with his labor. And my Christian, I want you to understand that your work is extremely important. Your work is a major training ground for spiritual growth. In your work, God has created something within you that you may not be aware of right now. You may not see it. Many godly characteristics. Let's go to work tomorrow. We're going to go back to work with an attitude that says, show me correctly, help me to work. I asked a question at the end of the day, what do you think that I learned today about myself? In what way have I been corrected today? What new truth has God shown me about myself? At the end of the day, to be sure that you have to ask these questions. How do you find satisfaction in your work? It's very simple. To find satisfaction in your work, not